Recorded Books and RB Digital present Murder on Pleasant Avenue by Victoria Thompson. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. To all my Italian ancestors who bravely left their homes and families, endured hardship, and overcame prejudices to build a new life for those of us who came after them. Chapter 1.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, Maeve whispered to herself, deliberately striking each key on the typewriter as she said it. Why had she thought working in Mr. Malloy's private investigator's office would be exciting? The first thing he and his partner, Gino Donatelli, had wanted her to do was learn to use the typewriter. She would never get the hang of this. She should have been content just being a nanny to the Malloy children, taking little Catherine to and from school and getting her and her brother Brian ready for bed was so much easier than this. At least being a nanny didn't require using machinery. She looked up when the main office door opened, grateful for the interruption. To her surprise, a lovely young woman came in. She looked nothing like their usual clients. She was obviously Italian, and she wore what must be her Sunday best, including an interesting little hat. She twisted her gloved hands nervously in front of her.
"May I help you?" Maeve asked brightly.
"Is this Mr. Malloy's office?" she asked, without a trace of an accent. She glanced around uncertainly at the utilitarian office space, with its plain wooden desk and chairs and a pair of windows that provided a stunning view of a brick wall. She'd probably been expecting something grander.
"Yes, it is. And Mr. Donatelli, too?"
Maeve somehow managed not to wince. This beautiful young Italian woman was looking for Gino Donatelli, and Maeve didn't even want to know why. She also shouldn't care. So, why did she? Should she lie? Did she dare send the woman away? But that was foolish. She'd only come back. Besides, the door to Gino's office was open, and he'd apparently overheard the woman's question because he'd already come out.
"Tio?"
he asked, surprised but also much too pleased to see her. Of course he was. Any man would be happy if a woman this lovely had sought him out.
"Oh, Gino,"
she cried, hurrying to him and giving him both her hands, which he took with a familiarity that made Maeve furious.
"What's wrong?" Gino asked. "Is it—"
No, nothing with the family. But, Gino, it's something terrible," she said, bursting into tears.
"There now, don't cry," Gino said,
which is what men always said, but only because it made them feel helpless to see a woman cry. He slipped his arm around her shoulders without the slightest hesitation. They knew each other very well, and led her into his office.
"Maeve," he called back over his shoulder, "would you get Tio a glass of water?"
How dare he ask her to wait on his paramour? But the washroom was just next door to their offices, so Maeve was back in no time. By then, Mr. Malloy had come out of his office to see what all the commotion was about.
"What?"
he began, but Maeve cut him off.
"Gino has a lady visitor."
Did she sound disgruntled? Mr. Malloy's eyebrows rose, so she must have. Oh dear, that would never do. Gino hadn't closed the door, though, so Maeve went right in.
"Teo?"
What kind of a name was that? Had produced a handkerchief to dry her tears, and she gratefully accepted the glass of water Maeve handed her. Her face, Maeve was annoyed to see, did not blotch up when she cried, and when her tears had dried, she looked as lovely as ever.
"Can I get you anything else, Miss—"
She glanced expectantly at Gino, waiting for an introduction.
"It's Mrs.," Gino said with a sly grin. "Mrs. Donatelli."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?